Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
And streaming on the Odyssey app, sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute.
Larry Blue, St. Louis Lamb coming back to wrap things up for a Monday evening. Glad you could all be with us. What a tremendous show we have had. If you miss any of the interviews this evening, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast. And there we are, South Florida High School Sports. And we thank Nick Wilson, who covers the FAU Owls from the Palm Beach Post, for joining us in our last segment, kind of enlightening on FAU should have a much better program this year, a lot deeper as well. One of the teams that certainly ended the year on a major high note, and just right down here, actually, at FAU's home in the Boca Bowl, and the USF football program with Coach Golish has really turned the corner, has had a tremendous off season, and they end up things last week with their spring game. Joey Knight has been on top of USF all the way, and he had an opportunity to watch them during the spring and watch the game, and he's kind enough to join us from the Tampa Bay Times. Joey, thanks so much for taking the time, and pretty decent spring.
Yeah, no question, Larry. Very uneventful spring game. The Bulls decided to have a pure intra-squad game. They had like a little player draft and they split the teams evenly. I always prefer those games where you got the first team defense against the first team offense. You kind of get a little better gauge of where those units are, but the Bulls decided to split it up and that's fine. So not much offense, only two touchdowns scored, but more significantly, just in terms of the overall spring, the 15 collective practices, Alex Golish, the second-year coach, is very pleased. He said, we're so much deeper than we were a year ago, so much more competitive. You know, the process that he has tried to preach about doing everything, and I mean everything at an elite level, that has been embraced. The kids have had a year to acclimate to that. So he just feels like this program's so much farther along than it was this time last year. Doesn't mean they're not going to hit the portal, because they are. They've already brought in a couple of kids already. But it's trending upward here in Tampa. There's no question.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, you bring up a good point about some of the spring games. Usually, and it was kind of crazy because Miami had their spring game on Saturday, and a lot of people want to know why I didn't go, because I went to the week before as an invited guest, and I got a chance to watch when there wasn't a lot of media or any, and they just went to town, and I got a chance to see them. I'm sure USF did the same thing during the spring and had some really good closed door practices.
Sure.
Where they worked on a lot of things, and you know, that's to be expected. One of the important things too, whether it was a inner squad or whatever it was, were the recruits. and getting kids on campus and getting kids to, you know, to see the product and, you know, for the most part, go up and look at, hey, I played against that guy last year and he's playing at USF now and those type of things. How is that? Because I know that's been a problem in the past. The last regimes weren't getting the marquee kids, but I think it changed this spring because every time I looked up, I saw, you know, somebody from one of these top schools, top programs taking pictures of being on campus.
I'll tell you what, Larry. The announced attendance, and they had it at the soccer stadium. They had their spring game at the soccer stadium. The announced attendance was 5,168. I bet 4,168 were recruits standing on the sidelines. So
yeah.
they did this for them. Yeah, you're right. It was, they've done a tremendous job of just beating the bushes and getting kids on their campus, which they have something to show them now. They have a beautiful indoor practice facility. And they can look point farther south and say, hey, that's where our on-campus stadium's going to go, in, you know, in 2027. Odds are when you're here, you will play in that stadium eventually. They've
yeah.
done some locker room renovations and upgrades. So the point is, unlike previous regimes, especially Charlie Strong, and Charlie just moaned and moaned about this, when they bring kids on campus, they have tangible things to show them. And another
yes.
thing I like what they do about the spring game. You know, I'm not crazy about the inter-squad, the way they split up the teams evenly, but they have it at the soccer stadium. So 5,000 people just are on top of those kids. And I equate it to like a really good high school basketball game played in a bandbox. You'll have 300 people in there. It'll sound like 10,000. That's kind of what this atmosphere is like when they have the spring game at the soccer stadium. There's 5,000 people, but they're just – I mean, it's packed. The place is packed. They're right on top of the kids. It's really a cool atmosphere. And I think it's something that probably impressed the recruits that were out there because they lined almost both sidelines. There were a lot of them out there.
That's awesome. And not only that, they have an opportunity, as you said, everything's a reality now. They got the on-campus facility, the beautiful indoor that they utilized a lot over the last year plus. Plus, now they can point beyond the tree line and say, hey, you know what? In about 4 years, we're going to be playing all the games right over there. And that's a good feeling to know that, you know, it's not one of those pipe dreams, you know, well, maybe one day. Well, it's a reality.
Yeah.
They've already sent out the artist conceptions of what it's going to look like. Beautiful facility, an opportunity for kids who live in the area because there's a lot of apartments all the way up and down the road to walk to those games, and you know,
right.
I mean, and the fans to come out and enjoy it. It's one of the larger campuses as far as student bodies in the state. As every time I talk to Coach Golish on the show, he kind of reminds me that they have over 55,000 students. So, and that's a big facility. And like you said, getting an opportunity to come out and have kids on campus. I mean, it's all right to have it at Raymond James because it's a state-of-the-art facility, much like Hard Rock and some of those other places that these college teams play. But to get them on the campus is where these kids are going to be spending 99.9% of their time. And, you know, and in a couple of years, 100% of their time. What a thrill. And, you know, I get a chance to come up there for 3 days during the summer for their camps or their 7-on-7s. They roll out the red carpet. All the recruiting people are, you know, always just right there with the parents and with the coaches. And it now is a major program in a major city. And people have been waiting for that for a long time.
No question. Larry, I vividly remember Charlie Strong's first summer on campus. He was having one of those big, you know, kind of satellite camps, and there were, you know, coaches from all over the place, and even Nick Saban popped in, made a cameo. And during that camp, Charlie called me over, said, Joey, come here. And I thought he was going to, you know, I thought he was going to rage at me about something I wrote. And he said, look, I've got all these kids on campus, and I don't have a thing to show them. And he was right. They had a couple of practice fields, and they had, you know, they had kind of an undersized locker room and lift, you know, weightlifting facility, you know, in the Selman Center, which is, you know, kind of just catty corner from their basketball arena. He was right. They really didn't have anything at that point, and now it's totally different. Now it's a source of pride to bring the kids on that campus. The, again, the indoor practice facility is a year old. It's beautiful. They've done some renovations to the locker room. And again, when they bring kids on campus now, they can point to where the on-campus facility is going to be and say, hey, chances are you will still be here when we're playing in that facility. Because what they're bringing in the class of 2025, and it's going to open, you know, it's expected to open in 27, they can legitimately tell these kids, hey, you're going to be playing on campus someday.
I agree.
Plus,
I agree.
You know, plus,
I agree.
You know, in the meantime, they're still playing in a palatial NFL stadium. So you've still got that for a selling point for the next couple of years. So, things have changed, and they, you know, from a recruiting perspective on what they can sell, they've got a lot more to sell now.
No doubt. Joey Knight joining us, Tampa Bay Times. And I mean, I was going to say that Charlie Strong had no reason to bitch, because the first time I was there, when Jim Levin and Renato Diaz had the first sling and shoot, they were in trailers.
So, you got that right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should have been here 15 years before, Charlie.
Yeah. Yeah. I still remember when I got the call from Renato Diaz, hey, we're having a 7-on-7 concept. And I said, okay. And I went up there, and I pulled up right in front of the trailers, and it was great.
Yeah.
But what a history they have. Obviously, a really challenging schedule. They go to Tuscaloosa this year after having Alabama come in and playing them really tough last year. And then a huge home game against Miami. A lot of people may not think so, but last time Miami was there, they lost, in the Randy Shannon era. So, obviously, that Saturday, September 21st, is going to be a huge one for, you know, recruiting. I think they'll get a lot of recruits there, and their schedule is crazy. I have to play Florida Atlantic again. Last year didn't work out so well, but they got a really, really good schedule. Obviously, Memphis and UAB and Navy and Charlotte, and Tulsa's always really competitive, so it's going to be neat, and I'm looking forward to it. Let everybody know how they can follow you. You write some great pieces, and especially with the portal coming up, you're going to have some active stories over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm at we're at TampaBay.com, and you can find me on X at TBTimes_Bulls. And speaking of portal, the spring was a victory for USF before it even started, because Byron Brown, their quarterback, remained at USF. And, you know, we don't talk about that enough, you know, considering the portal fever that is raging and the year that Byron Brown, the quarterback, had last year, the fact that he chose to stay with Alec Golish and not chase, you know, better NIL opportunities elsewhere. That was a victory for USF before the spring even started. And he just made a cameo Saturday. He only played a couple possessions and that was it. But USF fans should have relished every rep, because just the fact that he's still here.
Good stuff. Joey, I can't thank you enough. We'll catch up with you. We'll talk a little bit of portal over the next couple of months, see some roster movement. And I appreciate you, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Larry. Have a good night.
You too. Joey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.